All rise. Court is in session. Master Commissioner Ryan Moore presiding.
Please be seated.
Good morning, everybody. The next case on the docket is case number 2015-1358, Board of Education of Southwestern City Schools versus Franklin County Board of Revision. Ms. Gorey?
Yes, thank you very much. May it please the court, I'm Kelly Gorey with Rich and Gillis Law Group, here today for appellant Southwestern City Schools. I am going to be very brief today. I know I wrote a very long brief in this matter, but in fact, there has been a case that was recently issued by the court, and I did cite it as additional authority that I believe essentially is dispositive here. It involves nearly the identical facts. What we have here is the owner had filed a complaint seeking a reduction in value. The Board of Education filed a counter-complaint. At the BOR hearing, the owner appeared and presented evidence of one comparable sale. And he had the CoStar printout with him, and that is in the record, that the transaction comments to that sale indicate that it is not an arm's length transaction because it transferred between two Continental real estate entities under common ownership and management. So that is the only evidence of value that is in the record. What I think the BOR did is I think they took the price per acre from that non-arm's length sale and applied it to the subject property to grant a reduction in value. The Board of Education then appealed to the BTA. We submitted briefs. There was no new evidence introduced by either party. Essentially, what we were contending is that the owner never met its original burden of proof, and that the BOR could not possibly rely on the only evidence in the record, which was this one non-arm's length sale. So what the BTA did is they essentially rejected that sale, and not for the reason that it was not an arm's length sale, but for the reason that the owner didn't have personal knowledge of it, there were no adjustments. But they, in the end of the decision, and this, the court has seen this very language, it comes from the Olentangy case that is cited in the Matthew Chess case, which I think is dispositive of this case today. The BTA said the local BOR is the best party to review local valuation challenges and concluded that an adjustment was warranted. What we're contending that does, and I believe the court agreed in the Chess case, is it totally abrogates their statutory role to independently review the evidence in the record and make a determination of true value. Instead, they're just applying this blanket presumption of validity to a BOR decision. And the court recognized that in Chess and remanded and directed the BTA to actually independently review all the evidence in the record and also take note of the Board of Education's objections to that evidence and make an independent determination of value. And that is exactly what we're asking for here. Again, we believe the BTA just completely forgot about its statutory duty to independently determine value, and it simply applied a presumption of validity to the BOR decision, which this court has held for many, many years that it cannot do. And if you have any questions, that's actually all I have today.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Okay, great.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
The case will be submitted and you'll be advised of our decision.
Great.
Thank you.